This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and in its 26th year, the American Lung Association has posted its State of the Air report and has the attention of a lot of people right here. And the Director of Environmental Health for the ALA is Dave Stewart, and he joins us by our VMix. You can see Dave on the radio.
Kevin Stewart.
Or what did I say? Dave Stewart.
Dave. I'm Kevin.
Dave's a famous baseball player. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, I can't match that.
You can see Kevin on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So, Kevin, everybody wants to talk to you. Nobody's real happy about this report in the region. Give us some of the high or low lights.
No, we're not happy. Certainly, we saw that the air quality measured in our report using the years 2021 through 2023, the most recent qualified data over the country, showed a significant increase in fine particle pollution, enough to make the Pittsburgh metro area once again rank among the worst 25 in the country for the daily measure, and a worse rank among the worst 25 for the year-round measure. So went to 16th and 12th worst in the country, respectively, for those.
And that said, I think a lot of people wonder, well, obviously that's not good news, but what collectively can be done to help that improve?
Right. Well, we do know that certainly some of that, not all, but some fraction of that was due to the wildfire smoke that came from Canada in 2023. So we recognize that as an outside influence. At the same time, that is partly due to the fact that the climate is changing, getting warmer and drier in certain places, making those fires more likely. So what we need to do is to address all these issues, both local sources that are making the air pollution bad, because we know that last year the area got an F as well, but at the same time also recognizing that putting climate change gases into the air needs to be changed and needs to be restricted so that we can actually have an improved climate.
We're actually seeing a significant wildfire in, of all places, New Jersey today in April, and there was one on Long Island a couple of weeks ago. Some unusual timings, even here, 2.5 acres burned, which is minimal compared to what other people are dealing with in Shaler a few weeks ago, too. So the report out today, Kevin Stewart, Director of Environmental Health for the American Lung Association. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.